Like stale bread, a staple of federal sales, the GSA's multiple award schedules, is getting a little green around the edges. But rather than take steps to freshen up this multi-billion dollar program, the General Services Administration seems to be making it more expensive for contractors. That's according to Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Larry, what are they doing, and why would they try to make it harder to do business on the schedules?
Well, the second question first, Tom. I think what GSA is really trying to do here is to drive down prices on the schedules program, which is a good goal. And as taxpayers, we all want the government to get very good values. But the rub in this is always in the details. And right now what that means is as GSA drives for lower pricing, we want to make sure that they're doing accurate apples-to-apples comparisons. And my concern is that some of the steps that they announced right at the end of the year won't really lead to that. Take, for example, the adoption of the transactional data reporting requirement to the professional services schedule. You know, transactional data reporting is ultimately supposed to allow customers who use the schedules to do accurate pricing comparisons as part of their own acquisition planning, yet professional services contracts, by their nature, really are kind of multivariable calculus, and it would be virtually impossible, I think, to use the transactional data reporting tool and get any type of accurate pricing comparison out of it. So by requiring contractors to enter into this exercise, it's a lot of time and expense for them that ultimately, I think, won't bear anyone any real fruit.
I get the sense often that in talking about services, the government or the industry maybe fails to emphasize the distinction between services and professional services. If I'm buying, you know, the traditional example, landscaping, that's probably a lot easier to price per hour than software development or systems integration.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, and you look at, you know, then those are good examples. And another classic example would be furniture installation, which does have its own variables, but they're much more easily addressed and knowable when you're doing that. But when what we're talking about here is not those types of services, we're talking about business improvement services. We're talking about logistics analysis services where you're looking at potentially an enterprise-wide government agency and how they can improve their logistics and supply chain. Specialized cyber missions where you need specialized industry expertise to maintain your cyber defenses. Those are the types of things we're talking about here. And you know, companies price these things themselves in a very variable manner depending on a specific project. And even if you look across companies, you know, different companies are going to give different weight in each specific circumstance. They may not all decide to use the same labor category mix. So backing everything out and putting it into some sort of readable spreadsheet, I think is extremely difficult and probably in this case, unfortunately, would lead to some inaccurate pricing comparison.
We were speaking about office furniture a moment ago, and you've also noted that GSA issued a request for information to reopen Schedule 75 office products schedule, which seems to go against this whole strategic sourcing idea. What's going on there?
Well, Tom, I think what this is an acknowledgement by GSA that its strategic sourcing in office supplies, while it may have started out well, is going to fade into the background. And agencies clearly prefer the flexibility of the 75 schedule. If you look at the dollar sales that go through the schedule for office supplies versus the ones that go through the OS3 strategic sourcing initiative, there's no comparison. And while they may not encompass the same scope, they are appreciably the same. And so clearly one is of more benefit to the customer. Having said that, GSA is looking at reopening Schedule 75, which is a great move. It's something that people in industry have been calling for since the day they closed it. But in so doing, they also want to add a lot of attributes to the OS3 strategic sourcing initiative to the schedule contract, kind of mixing some things that I think industry finds to be not beneficial to them with a contract vehicle that is beneficial to customers.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. So this reopening, it may be at the expense of the strategic sourcing initiative, might bode well for small business.
Well, certainly, I think if you're a company that has wanted to get on the office supply schedule, or if you're a company that has lost its 75 schedule because it expired after 20 years, and there are certainly a good number of those, reopening the schedule is a new opportunity for you to get back onto a vehicle that previously has driven good business for you. So that's a good thing. But I would recommend exercising some caution on the part of industry, because GSA is looking at adding TDR reporting, transactional data reporting, to this schedule. They are looking at the provision of agency-specific spending reports by contractors. They're looking at some pricing mechanisms that would impact margins. So reopening Schedule 75 may not mean reopening something that looks totally familiar to what maybe you were used to.
And I wanted to also ask you about another initiative that seems closely associated with the Obama administration as it gives way to the Trump administration, and that's the Mythbusters campaign, about the idea of trying to encourage pre-solicitation or pre-selection source panel discussions between government and industry. It seems like that's just a string that hasn't been able to be pushed uphill very well.
Well, that's true, and it's extremely frustrating, Tom. And I actually had this happen in one of my own circumstances not too long ago, which is one of the things that brought it to mind, but it certainly just wasn't my experience. Anecdotally, the Mythbusters campaign made some inroads and I think was extremely well-intended and something that I was supportive of, but it didn't reach everybody who it was intended to reach. And there's still a tremendous amount of suspicion, and I think fear is a good word, on the part of contracting officers and other contracting professionals in government about having a discussion with a specific industry partner and having that viewed as being somehow granting favoritism towards that one company, even when you just have maybe a request for information out on the street, which is inherently a request for a communication with industry. Clearly we have a ways to go, and it's really not about setting the policies. The policies in Mythbusters, I think, are clear, and I think they're in the they're very well intentioned, but what we really have to work on now, Tom, is changing the culture, and that's going to take a while, and that's what takes a more sustained effort and more than a memo or series of memos from the Office of Management and Budget. It has to be something that is embraced in every agency and department if it's going to reach its full potential.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll post a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.